older brothers and sisters.
我们请翻开传道书的第十章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 10.
传道书第十章。
Proverbs chapter 10.
第十章的第一节。
Chapter 10, verse 1.
十章一节，死苍蝇使做的香膏发出臭气，这样一点愚昧也能败坏智慧和尊荣。圣经提到一点愚昧可以败坏智慧跟尊荣。I'm sorry,
it's Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 1. And it says here,
传道书第十章第一节,
chapter 10, verse 1, it says, a little ointment can give off a foul odor. And a little folly could outweigh wisdom and honor. And we'll use the topic of a little folly for our topic tonight.
我们知道以色列人在攻打迦南地唯一一个败仗就是攻打爱城。
And the Israelites conquering of the land of Canaan, their single defeat came from their laying siege to the city of Ai.
我觉得在这个爱城上的失败也是 耶稣雅或是以色列百姓的一点愚昧。
I feel like this defeat in the city of Ai is also due to a little folly of Joshua and the Israelites.
这样败坏了耶稣雅的智慧也跟他的尊荣。
And we can see how that little folly outweighed his wisdom and honor.
所以想用这一节我们来谈一谈爱城之意。
So I'd like to use this verse to talk about the siege of Ai.
我们要来谈三点。
And we'll talk about 3 points.
我们请看下一个slides。 我们从爱城之意来谈三点。We'll
use the city, well, from the city of Ai, we'll learn of 3 points. Next slide.
我们来谈, 人的愚昧会败坏他的道路。
We'll first learn how a foolish man will pervert his way.
再谈一点愚昧，好像死苍蝇在香膏中。
And we'll talk about a little foolishness is like dead flies in perfume.
我们再谈愚昧的心追逐。
And at last we'll talk about a foolish man's heart is at the left.
好，我们来先来看下一个 slide 啊。
Next slide.
我们看箴言的19章第3节。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 19, verse.
箴言19章第3节。
Proverbs chapter 19, verse 3.
19章第3节。
Proverbs chapter 19, verse 3.
人的愚昧 侵拜他的道，他的心也抱怨神。啊，这边提到说人的愚昧啊，会在道路上面侵拜。And
here it says that someone's folly can lead to ruin.
那他心中因为他的侵拜也会抱怨神。And
because of his ruin, he will rage against the Lord.
啊，这刚好是攻打爱城这个耶稣雅跟百姓的一个写照。
And this is a description of Joshua and the Israelites when they were fighting against the city of Ai.
我们来看耶稣雅记7章。
Let's turn to Joshua chapter 7.
我们来读第2节到第3节。
Let's look at from verses 2 to 3.
耶稣雅记7章2节3节, 我们把红线摘在耶稣雅记。
Joshua chapter 7, verse 2 and 3, we can leave our bookmarks here.
当下耶稣雅从耶利哥打发人往伯特利东边靠近伯雅文的爱城去。 吩咐他们说：“你们上去窥探那地，他们就上去窥探爱城。”第3节。他们回到耶稣雅那里，对他说：“众民不必多上去，只要2-3千人上去，就能攻打爱城，不必劳累众民去，都去，因为那里的人少。”这是他们的一点愚昧啊，他们轻敌。And
here, this is one of their foolishness is they miscalculated the strength of their opponent.
他们认为只要2-3千人上爱城去攻打就可以胜利了。
They only chose 2,000 or 3,000 to attack, go up and attack Ai.
如果你再往这个第8章的25节啊, 你会知道说他们把爱城的人都杀掉了，总共杀了12,000人。
And if we continue studying this in chapter 8, verse 25, we'll learn that there was about 12,000 men and women who were killed that day.
那这样子，如果一个家庭有四个人呢，也大概有两三千个的啊阿兵勇士在爱城里面。
Or I'm sorry, there are 12,000 people in the city of Ai. If you take the percentage of soldiers, there are probably
if divided by four,
there are about 3,000 soldiers.
所以他们这样窥探之后啊。假设一个家庭有四个人嘛，哈。
If a family has four members.
那你这样啊，大概知道说，那个大概有两三千个阿兵哥哦勇士在那里。
So there are about 2,000 or 3,000 soldiers there.
啊，因为他们在攻打耶利哥非常的顺利。
And but because of their success in attacking the city of Jericho.
啊，所以在人在顺利之后啊，有时候失败是成功之母，成功也往往是失败的开始。
And oftentimes, victory gives birth and defeat, but defeat can also lead to, even though defeat can give birth to victory, victory can also give birth to defeat, or other way around.
所以他们就轻敌了。
So they miscalculated the strength of their enemy.
Despised their enemy.
Despised their enemy.
我们再来读第四节。
Let's look at verse 4.
第四节第五节。
And verse 5.
于是民中也有三千人上去，竟在爱城人面前逃跑。第五节。
Verse 6.
爱城的人击杀了他们36人，从城门追赶他们，直到四巴林，在下坡击败他们。众民的心都消化如水了。这边提到他们就打败仗，36人被杀了。
And here it says that they were defeated and 36 of them were killed.
那更糟糕的就是众民的心都消化如水了。
What's even worse is that the hearts of the people melted and turned to water.
在敌人面前没有信心了。
That before their enemy, they ran out of faith.
那一点愚昧会侵败他的道路。
So a little foolishness will ruin this way.
他的心中也会抱怨神啊。
And then in their hearts, they'll also, be angry against the Lord.
我们看第六节，我们看到耶稣亚有一点抱怨。
And if we look at verse 6, we can see Joshua was complaining a little bit.
六节，
verse 6 and 7.
耶稣亚便撕裂衣服，他和以色列的长老把灰撒在头上，在主的耶柜前俯伏在地，直到晚上。第七节。
Verse 7.
耶稣亚说：“哀哉，主神啊，你为什么竟领这百姓过约旦河，将我们交在亚摩利人的手中，使我们灭亡呢？我们不如住在约旦河那一边倒好。”这个有点气话，有点生气啊。
And there is a little anger in his tone.
也有一点点抱怨，不如我们不要过河比较好啦。
He was also complaining a little bit. He said he would rather just not cross the Jordan.
第八节。
Verse 8.
主啊，以色列人既在仇敌面前准备逃跑，我还有什么话可说呢？第九节。
Verse 9.
将人和这一切居民听见了，就必围困我们，将我们的名从地上除灭。那时你为你的名大名要怎么样呢？耶稣亚在那边苦苦哀求神呢。
And here, Joshua was pleading to God.
求神垂听哈。
Asking God to listen to him.
我们从这样一个故事我们学到，真的，即使人世间一些比较小的事情我们不要傻到说靠自己的能力就好了。
So this teaches us that in many things in our life, we should not just rely on our own ability.
无论是小小的 trouble 或是小小的罪恶。小小的困难
whether it's a little trouble, a little sin, a little difficulty.
我们总觉得啊，这个事情很小，我们不必去打扰神。神那么忙，要照顾这么多人，我不要打扰他了。
We should not think that we should not bother God because God is so busy with so many people. If we cry to Him, we'll just bother Him.
我这个事情呢，我的力量足足可以应付。你看，耶利哥是那么大，绕一绕就倒下来了，这个算什么？才两三千个人。
We should not be too confident in our own ability, just like how they were with Jericho.Such a great city, and it was defeated so easily.
那我也不用全力以赴了，我简简单单的就可以把它解决掉了。
In the same way, when they saw the city of Ai, they thought they could take care of it very easily.
其实我们常常看到一个小小的事情我们刚唱的那个诗歌提到说，积少为成多啊。小小的事情久了，它会造成一个很大的一个败坏。
And just like the hymn, we just sang that a couple drops of water eventually.Can accumulate to an ocean.
所以真的积沙可以成塔，
Just like how a little grain eventually can accumulate to a beach and a little water can accumulate to a lake.
所以我们以前常常 听到一句话就蚕食鲸吞、啊、好像那个小虫这样吃吃吃吃吃慢慢吃可是吃到最后它的吃的好像鲸鱼一样的、啊、吃到那么多、啊、
Just like a small insect, even though he eats very little, but if he continually eats,It will grow bigger and bigger.
所以我们不要忽略我们心中的小困难、小罪恶、小麻烦。
We should not despise the little problems, little sins, little difficulties we have in our life.
我们以前常说要抓走我们心中的小狐狸。
Oftentimes we say that we have to catch the little foxes in our hearts.
你到 Santa Cruz 去、那边有一种很小、很小的狐狸啊。
In Santa Cruz, there is a little fox.
那个是要绝种的、被保护的。
And is endangered and it's protected.
那如果我们一个花园里面养了很多小狐狸，那就麻烦了。那个还没有结实，就已经被吃掉了。
And just like a garden, if there's a lot many little foxes, before the plant bears fruit, all the fruit will be eaten.
所以虽然小小的，但是伤害力却非常的大。
So even though the little foxes are small, but it causes great harm.
所以我们以前听到一个故事啊，我们不要常常罪恶，尤其小罪，以为你可以溜着走，遛狗像。遛小罪、遛小狗一样，好像小罪没什么关系，你可以控制。
And we should not allow little, just like how we should not allow little sins to exist in our life.
因为那个小狗变大了，变狗遛你了，不是你遛狗了哦。
Just like a small puppy, and when it's small, it'll follow you everywhere. But when it's big, it'll begin to take over.
所以我们真的要不要太自信
？So we should not be too overconfident.
有一个玩。眼镜蛇的人呢、啊、，cobra，
and there is a cobra，
a person who play，
他
玩眼镜蛇啊。
There is a person who would play the flute to control the cobra。
他不是 play flute 哦，他就是很会抓那个蛇头这样子、啊，就是跟他玩，然后会吓他，然后就跑掉啊，就让观众觉得很惊奇，那就是这样子。不晓得赚钱吧。
And he would often perform with a cobra. He often agitated and run away, and it'd be very exciting.
那我就看到一个 video clip 啊、哦。
And there's a video clip.
啊，就他就看他玩完之后呢，他要把那个蛇他抓住了，要把蛇放到那个一个篮子里面，然后要把盖子盖起来。
And this person caught the snake by the head and was about to put the snake in the basket and put the lid over it.
然后呢，他正要关起来的时候，那个蛇的这个颈子啊，像弹簧一样啊，很快的就出去了，然后就把他的肚子咬个洞了。
And the snake was like a spring. Very quickly, he sprang out of the basket and bit the person's stomach.
那很厉害啊，那个眼镜蛇很厉害，那个一点点毒汁啊，就如果你一紧张啊，那个血液循环、心跳加快，很快啊，人就会。如果没有赶快处理，就会有麻烦了。
And the poison of a cobra is very potent. That just even a little bit can circulate in your blood and kill you.
所以我们真的不要以为我这个小小的东西，我很习惯了，我不会被伤害的。
So we should not think of things that are very small. We take them for granted that, or we're used to them and we can ignore them.
我们以前提到那个 Stephen Irwin 啊 ，Ivan 哈 ，Steve。Ivan, 大家都认识吗？
And we all know the Steve Irwin.
Irwin, 他是一个玩 crocodile 的人嘛？你还记得？
He was a crocodile hunter.
是 hunter 吗？他会很会玩呐、啊。他是 hunter, 他也是 hunter. OK, 然后那我们都知道他怎么死掉的嘛
？And we all know how Steve Irwin passed away.
他就是跟一些 stingray 的那个鱼啊一起游，以为这个没有什么。没有什么攻击性啊。
And he was diving with stingrays, and he thought that he was not in danger.
结果一个 stingray 这样一插，什么一插就把他给插死了，心脏给插死了。
But a stingray stung him in the heart, and he died.
所以我们看到一般哦，游泳会溺死的，常常都是很会游泳的人呐。
So we find that those who often drown to death are those who know how to swim.
有时候我们觉得一点小罪，一点小麻烦，我自己可以，我自己就可以有办法的，太自信了，结果我们就沉下去了。
And the same way, if we have these little sins or little difficulties, we think that we can take care of ourselves. If we are not careful, then we'll also drown.
我们说 迦南地 有一些族、哦、神要把他们消灭，就好像我们、啊、生命里面有一些七情六欲，我们要把它消灭一样。
And just like how the land of Canaan had seven tribes which God told them to remove, our hearts also have a number of sins that we also need to remove.
我们要靠神，不要靠自己。
And we need to rely on God to remove them, and not in ourselves.
愚昧，靠自己就是愚昧了，一点愚昧会侵犯道路。
Because if we only rely on ourselves, this is foolishness, and this will ruin our way.
那一点愚昧啊，也会好像死苍蝇在香膏中里面一样。
A little foolishness is also like dead flies and ointment or perfume.
我们刚读过，我们再读一次。传道书十章第一节。
Let's turn and read the verse again in Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 1.
传道书十章第一节，下个 slide。
Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 1.
传道书十章第一节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 1.
死苍蝇使做的香膏发出臭气，一点一昧可以败坏智慧跟尊荣。所以死香膏真的会死香。死苍蝇真的会使香膏发出臭气来。
And truly, dead flies will cause their perfume to give off a bad odor.
你看这个，他们在爱城失败哦，其实啊啊，还有一件事情呢哦。
And if we study their defeat, the Israelites' defeat in Ai, there's also another thing that happened.
我们来看耶稣雅记七章的第一节。
Let's look at Joshua chapter 7, verse 1.
耶稣雅记七章第一节。
Joshua chapter 7, verse 1.
这个神在这圣经上提到说呢，以色列人在当灭的物上犯了罪，因为犹大失败中谢拉的曾孙彻底的孙子加米的儿子亚干取了当灭的物，神的怒气就像以色列人发作，所以他们失败的另外原因就是神的怒气发作。
And another reason for their defeat was that the anger of Godbroke.
为什么呢？
And why was it?
因为亚干贪心啊。
It's because of the greed of Achan.
我们来看七章的二十一节。
Let's look at chapter 7, verse 21.
这是亚干自己说的话。
These are the words of Achan himself.
七章二十一节。我在所夺的财物中看见一件美好的是拿衣服，200舍客勒银子，一条金子重50舍客勒，我就贪爱这些物件，便拿去了，现金藏在我的帐篷内的地里，银子在衣服底下。这边也刚说了，贪爱这些好的东西了。
And here, Achan said he coveted and took all these treasures.
看到了，心就起了贪恋的心。
And he saw them, and his heart grew his heart grew covetous.
我们说从古到现在哦，一种犯罪的过程是大同小异的。差不多一样的。
And we often compare the sins in the past to the sins today, and not much has changed.
都大概都有四个动作。
They're all about
动词。
They're about they can be described in four verbs.
就是看。
The first is see.
然后再来就贪。
The next is to covet.
再来就是拿。
The next is to take.
再来就是藏。
And next is to hide.
所以当夏娃看了，他就拿。然后他们也藏起来了，贪了就拿，就吃了就藏起来了，
just,
看贪拿藏。
Just like Eve, how she saw, she took, or she saw, she coveted, she took, and she hid.
那我们知道苍蝇有一个特色，也是很贪的。
And we also know flies also have a characteristic, and that's they're greedy.
如果它苍蝇遇到糖啊，真的是它就是常常会在上面呢，一直想要沾呢。
And just like how a fly sees something sweet, he'll often fly around it trying to eat it.
没有办法离开的啦。
And it cannot fly away.
所以你看那个亚干看到这些东西，他就是这样，他心没有办法离开这些不好的东西啦。
Just like Achan, when he saw all these treasures, his heart cannot leave the treasures.
我们到 park 里面去哦，你怎么抓苍蝇呢？
And how do we?
或者抓那些蜱呢？很讨厌的蜱啊。
How do we shoo flies or catch or shoo flies away at a park?
我们吃东西都不是一大堆飞的东西来这边沾你的东西吗
？Just like when we lay out the food, aren't there a lot of flying insects that gather?
你只要把一个 Coke 的杯子哦，放一些 Coke 倒在里面就好了。
All you need is a cup with some Coca-Cola in it.
你就会看到很多这个 bee 一直往里面冲啊。
You see a lot of bees that try to fly in.
那你看你到夏威夷去啊，他们有一种那个粘苍蝇的那种贴纸。
And in Hawaii, they have some fly paper.
Now, stick the fly paper.
Sticky flypaper.
那上面的那个图案通通是苍蝇啊。
And then on this flypaper is filled with flies.
那苍蝇看到很多苍蝇已经在粘了，它就一直下来一直粘了，结果它就死掉了。假苍蝇画了假苍蝇在上面。
On the flypaper, it also has some fake flies on it, so when the other flies see all the other flies, they will be attracted and get trapped.
所以苍蝇它就是很贪甜的，亚干对这个东西好的东西它也贪。就是这样一贪呢，让整个以色列百姓都败坏掉了。
And just like how the flies are greedy, Achan has the same greed, and because of his greed, all of Israel suffered.
那亚干呢？另外一点愚昧，他除了贪以外他的愚昧就是以为他的罪可以藏得住。
And another foolishness of Achan is, besides his greed, is that he thought he can hide his sin.
今天如果我们觉得我们的罪恶可以不被显露，那也是我们的一点愚昧啊。
And today, if we think our sins can remain hidden, this is also our foolishness.
我们看耶稣雅记七章的十四节到十五节。
Let's turn to Joshua chapter 7, verse 14 and 15.
七章十四节到十五节。
Joshua chapter 7, verse 14.
这是神对耶稣雅说要怎么样把这个罪人找出来。
And this is God's instruction to Joshua on how to find this the sinner.
到了早晨，你要按着支派进前来，神所起的支派要按着宗族进前来，主所起的宗族要按着家室进前来，神所起的家室要按着人丁一个一个的进前来。十五节，被取的人有当面的物在他那里，他和他所有的必被火焚烧，因为他违背了主的约。又因他在以色列中行了愚妄的事，这么提到说他是做了一件愚昧的事情啊，就是真的是一点愚昧的事情哦。
Last part of verse 15 says he did a foolish thing.
就是贪嘛，就是贪。那更愚昧的就是他以为神不知道，以为神查不到他。
And what's even more foolish is that he thought he could hide it before God.
因为这个 process 是很慢的哦，一个一个到也这个也宗族，然后呢家室，然后最后一个一个这个。这整个过程是相当花时间的。
And this whole process of seeking out the sinner, we can see that it takes a very long that they have to come tribe by tribe, and eventually one by one.
你如果你是亚干，你会承认吗
？And if you were Achan, would you admit?
如果你跟亚干一样聪明哦，你一定不会承认啊。
And if we were as smart as Achan, we would not admit.
这是两百万分之一的几率呢。
Because this is the probability of being chosen is too little.
One out of 2 million.
One out of 2 million.
这个是不可能啦，我不相信只有我一个人偷，一定你看我隔壁的一定有人偷，只是没有人知道而已啦，一定有其他人偷了，不止我一个啦。
He thought that he must.
我想他一定这样想啦。
I think that he must think that he cannot be the only one who stole. There must be out of the 2 million people, there must be someone else.
所以一定不可能是我啦，太多人了啦，被骗了啦。
It's impossible for me to be selected.
其实哦，神要显露就是百分之百啦，不是两百分之一啦。
But if God wants to reveal something, this is 100%. There are no percent. There are no probability.
所以，当我们觉得自己真的可以隐藏啊，这也实在是我们一点点小小的愚昧哦。
And if we think that we can hide something from God, this is also our foolishness.
我看到一个 video clip 也很好玩呢。
I saw a video clip that was very interesting.
我们在这边报告过，一个那个好像是个法国的小女生。
There is a French girl.
她偷吃了爸爸说不可以吃的饼干。
She ate a cracker that her father forbid her to eat.
然后她就躲在那个桌子下面。
And she hid under a table.
妈妈在帮她照那个 video. 妈妈。
And the mother was actually videotaping her.
她跟妈妈说，嘘，不可以告诉爸爸哦。
And the little girl turned to her mom and said, "Shh, don't tell daddy."
没有人知道，我藏在这里都没人知道哦。
No one knows. I'm hiding here.
结果她说没人知道，全天下人都知道了。
And of course, she said, "No one knows." Now the whole world knows. Because her mother published this video clip on a website.
她的心态就小小的女孩子，她现在不要讲哦，真的，这个偷吃饼干没有人知道。
But we can see that her heart and her attitude was that, even though she ate something that she was not supposed to, she thought she could hide from it.
亚干的心态就是这样子。
And this is also the heart of Achan.
到最后真的他就被抽中了。
And of course, at the end, he was chosen.
所以我们就发现到说，不但这样子，他一点点的愚昧，他以为可以隐藏，但是他被显露，你会知道他本身就要好像很多的连累让他的家人受到连累，好像他一个。
And we can see that his little foolishness can ruin the whole picture, just like how his whole family was probably ruined, just like a fly ruining the ointment. Let's turn to chapter 7, verse 24 to 26.
并雅各的女儿、牛、驴、羊、帐篷及他所有的都带到雅各谷去二十五。耶稣说：“你为什么连累我们呢？今日主必叫你受连累。”于是以色列众人用石头打死他，将石头堆在其上，用火焚烧他所有的众人在雅各身上堆成一大堆石头，直到今日。于是主转意不发他的烈怒，因此那个地方名叫雅各谷，直到今日。雅各就是连累的意思。
这么提到雅各一个人做事，他联络很多人呢。So here it says that Achan, even though his one deed brought trouble to many people, 真的呢，就一点点死东西在一个好的东西里面哦，这个好的东西就不能用了。 Just like how there, if there's one dead thing and something that's very good, that the thing that's very good cannot be used.
我们以前在乡下哦，中午有时候会吃稀饭。
And in the
在教会里面中午啊。In
the countryside at church, we often have a porridge.
那有时候乡下苍蝇多。
And in the countryside, there are a lot of flies.
那有时候真的会看到苍蝇跑到这个。
We often see many flies land in the porridge.
当然乡下人就把它拿出来就去吃了。
Of course, the people in the countryside would just pick them out and continue eating.
现在你敢吃吗？
But today, do we dare eat the porridge?
真的，你看到这些东西进来，你大概说这碗你就不吃了。
But today, if we see something, an insect in our porridge, we probably would not eat the whole bowl.
所以一点小东西会影响整团哦，一点笑会影响整个面团。
Just like something very small can affect something very big, just like how a little yeast can affect the whole dough.
那从亚干这个愚昧，我们到底学到什么东西呢？
So what can we learn from the foolishness of Achan?
我们学到真的神的审判跟神的公跟慈爱哦。
We can learn of God's judgment and His love.
我们说，我们一直谈呐，神的审判是慢慢来的。We
often say God's judgment is slow in coming.
神的赦免是很快的。And
God's mercy is very fast.
所以，真的，我们承认自己的罪恶哦，我们的就能够亨通在神面前哦。Just
like how when we repent, we can be we can be.
我们会蒙人气的。Justified
before God.
如果我们不承认自己的罪恶，我们没有办法亨通。And
if we do not repent of our sins, we will not be justified.
这里我们又学习到，神真的会为了继续带领他的百姓啊，有时候会让罪显露出来。And
this is how we can see how God, when God leads the people, this is how He reveals their sin.
真的，我在教会里面有时候我提到了会很害怕。
And in church, there's something I'm very afraid of.
Sometimes I feel scared.
Or sometimes I feel scared.
因为我们的神呢，有时候真的会显露人的行为哦，为了教会好了。And
sometimes God will reveal man's sin for the sake of the church.
最近一个传道人到肯尼亚去处理一件事情。
Recently, a pastor went to Kenya to take care of some business.
我们知道肯尼亚的教会原来是一个刘德的一个弟兄啊。 刘德国的弟兄啊，在帮忙整个肯雅教会的一些工作。他这位肯雅的黑人弟兄呢，曾经到过德国去留过学。And
there's a brother in the Kenyan church that went to Germany to study before.
无代无志呢，怎么突然有人说梦到他换错了？But
somewhere else, someone had a dream where this brother did something wrong.
那个我们的这边的负责人就过去调查。And
a council and the person told a council member here, and a council member went to go investigate the matter.
当然不是因为一个梦啊才就调查，是经过那个梦啊，在经过一些他们内部的教会有一些已经有一些了解了。
And it's not just because of the dream, but it's not only the dream, but the brothers and sisters in the area also had some idea of what was happening.
后来真的，我们这边的工人去跟一个姐妹啊，去没有去问这位弟兄了，就直接以前的弟兄了哈，就直接去问那个跟他发生不好问题的这位姐妹。
And so one of the brothers here,
One of the council members here.
One of the council members here directly went to a sister that this brother was having an affair with, and he confronted her directly.
结果呢，这个姐妹真的承认了。And
the sister admitted to.
本来是一个没有人知道的事情啊。
And this was something that was hidden amongst everyone.
但是这位弟兄他是整个这个国家的带领人呢。
And this brother, this Kenyan brother, was a leader in the area.
神为了要跟教会同工哦，这个事情不可以隐藏起来。
But if God wanted to work with the people in the area, the sin cannot remain hidden.
因为罪会影响到整个教会。
Because sin will affect the whole church.
所以今天我们常常看到很佩服尼希米的祷告，就是因为尼希米说我们犯罪了。其实他没有犯什么罪，但是他的祷告是我们犯罪了。That's
why we can often imitate Nehemiah's prayer, where he said, "We have all sinned, even though he himself had not sinned."
因为我们当中如果有一个人真的有隐藏的罪，其实神啊，有时候就是啊，没有办法跟我们在一起啊。And
even if any one of us has a sin that is hidden. Oftentimes, God will not work with the whole church.
所以我们要彼此认罪。That's
why we have to confess our sins to one another.
我们要彼此代祷。We
have to pray for one another.
求神跟教会同工。And
pray that God works with the church.
原谅我们这些无心的过错。And
ask God for forgiveness for our past sins.
我们再看这个事件呢，我们看到，再看最后一点哦。Let's
look at the last point.
我们看下个 slide，箴言10章的第二节。
Let's look at Proverbs chapter 10, verse 2.
箴言10章第二节.
Proverbs chapter 10, verse 2.
10章第二节.
Chapter 10, verse 2.
对不起，不是箴言的。 是传道书。
I'm sorry, Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 2.
传道书10章第二节.
Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 2.
我们从第一节开始读好吗?
Let's start from verse 1 again.
使张营使作香的膏油发出臭气，这样一点愚昧也能败坏智慧和尊荣。第二节，智慧人的心居右，愚昧人的心居左。第三节，并且愚昧人行路显出无知，对众人说他是愚昧人。这么提到说，愚昧人心居左，后面的智慧人的心居右。
Here it says, the heart of the wise inclines to the right, the heart of the fool inclines to the left.
你摸摸你的心脏，心脏是在左边嘛？
If we know where our heart is in the body, I think it's toward the left.
那我们都是愚昧人哦。
So we are all foolish people.
当然不是这样解释了。
Of course, this is not how we interpret this verse.
告诉我们说，愚昧人跟智慧人的心是不一样方向的啦，他们的想法，他们的做事情。
But the point of this is that the heart of the wise and the heart of the fool are in different directions.
所以你看到最后，他们能够攻打爱城，跟前面的他们自己的行为是完全相反的一个方向。So
if we study the attitude of the first group that attacked Ai is completely different from the second group that attacked and was able to conquer Ai.
我们来看耶稣亚记八章，所以你看以前是愚昧的心是不一样的方向，现在是智慧的心了哦。So
before we were studying the heart of a fool, but now we will study the heart of the wise.
我们来看他们是不一样的。We
can see that they were different.
第八章第一节，神对耶稣亚说：“不要惧怕，也不要惊慌，你起来率领一切兵丁上爱城去。我已经把爱城的王和他的民，并他的城，并他的地，都交给你。”第二节，你怎样待耶利哥，耶利哥。 耶利哥的王也当照样待爱城和爱城的王，只是城内所得的财物和牲畜，你可以取为自己的量物。你要在城后设下伏兵。第八章第一节讲说，神对耶稣亚说。
Here, chapter 8, verse 1, it starts with the Lord said to Joshua.
这完全不一样, 这是从神开始的, God initiated, God 自己说话的。
And here, God initiated and he spoke the words to Joshua.
那前面的攻打艾城是, 我自己去看, 我自己决定, 我自己派人去。
And we can see in chapter 7 is Joshua himself saw and he made a decision on attacking.
所以智慧人的心机,愚昧人心机所,他的方向跟智慧人完全不一样的。
So we can see the direction of a foolish man is different from the direction of a wise man.
那这边神一开口就说你不要惊慌了,
so God, God first said, do not fear or be dismayed.
你那个一朝被蛇咬,十年怕草绳啊。那个你一下,你一朝,你,你,你, 你如果曾经被蛇咬过，你看它那个草绳啊，像蛇一样的草绳，就吓死了，真的。
So if you have ever been bitten by a snake, any snake you see will you'll be frightened. Any rope you see will be frightened.
有一次我很年轻的时候呢，第一次在高速公路上出车祸。
And when I was young, the first times I was driving on the freeway, I got into an accident.
哦，我那个。 刚出车祸，我真的是哦，每次开车在高速公路，我一定开55迈，不会超过55迈，时速一个小时。
And after the accident, I drove very carefully. I would not dare to go above 55 miles an hour.
那我又喜欢开左线。And
I also like to take the left lane.
啊，所以常常在后面叭叭叭这样子啊。可是我又觉得说，这个我刚出过车祸，我真的会怕，不敢开太快，真的是这样。But
even and I like to take the fast lane, but oftentimes people would honk at me. But I'm afraid to drive any faster. But of course, after some time, I'm now forget and now drive pretty fast. So now Joshua was just defeated. That's why God said, do not fear or to be dismayed.
他说,神啊,应许他,
so God has already handed the city over to him.
那现在哦,这个城市的东西哦,你可以拿了,哦,这个爱城的东西你可以拿了。
And that God has given the people the spoil and the livestock.
我常在想,如果亚干 没有死,听到这个事情会气死,
and I often think that if Achan was still alive and he heard these words, he would probably be very angry.
这个除了第一个城以外,
because besides the first city, the spoils of all the other cities they were able to enjoy.
干嘛贪一下拿, 就没有了,
but just because he was greedy over the first city, he died. And here we can see that he took all of the fighting men.
8章3节,
and verse 3. And here Joshua chose 30,000 warriors, and these were all
the ambush.
These are all just the group that was about this for the ambush.
他们是全军都出动，等一下你读就知道了。And
if we study, they set out all those fighting men.
跟前面不一样，前面笨笨的，只有派两三千人去而已啊。And
they're not like the first group, or they're kind of stupid and just took 2,000 or 3,000.
所以智慧的啊，愚昧的人心机左，智慧的人心机右。That's
why the heart of the wise is to the right, the heart of the left is to the left.
那打也不是正面对面的，神真的很 creative. 这次你从后面去打。
And this time God has a creative plan that he has an ambush at the end.
所以我们就看到说真的完全不一样的战术。
So we can see this whole strategy is different.
一个基弱，一个基左啦。
One is to the right.
那为什么他们这次有智慧呢?
And how are they able to have wisdom?
前面有愚昧呢?
And why are they foolish the first time?
一个差别而已。
There is one difference.
就是有神的声音，有神的同在。
As he had the voice of God and to have the abundance of God.
所以今天我们人生在处理事情哦，什么叫做智慧，什么叫做愚昧呢?
So today when we're taking care of our matters, what does it mean to be wise? What does it mean to be foolish?
谁让讲敬畏神就是智慧的开端?
The Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge.
我们知道一切的赏赐，所有的美善都是从上头来的，这是从神来的。
We know that all blessings come from above, from God.
所以今天人事哦，再简单的事情哦，我们真的要懂得来依靠神。
So no matter what happens, even the simplest matter, we have to learn to trust in the Lord.
什么叫做懂得去依靠神呢?
What does it mean to trust in the Lord?
就是你要凡事求问。
That means we have to constantly ask God.
无论做什么，要问神这样做可不可以，好不好？
Constantly ask God, no matter what decisions we make, whether it's a good decision.
这个就是一个一点点 adjustment, 把心从左边移到右边而已的。
A small adjustment will move our heart from the left to the right.
所以真的愚昧的人的心机左边了。
That's why the foolish man's heart is to the left.
我不晓得你们有跟大家讲过，我听一个姐妹的见证，我觉得很有趣。
I don't know if I shared this with everyone, but there is a very interesting testimony from a sister.
她说哦，每次哦很困难的事情都要祷告神哦，啊主耶稣会带领她，啊总是觉得什么人生的事情都让神得 credit 的、
啊，
都让神得到 credit 得到。都是神的功劳了，这样子。
And she said once that everything she does, she would ask the Lord first, but then she feels that that everything that happens in her life is due to God.
所以有一次她钥匙掉了，她说：“这次我自己要拿功劳，拿 credit。”
And one time she lost her keys, and she said, "Okay, I want to have the credit of finding my own keys."
她没有祷告了。
She didn't pray.
她拼命找到就是我的 credit 啊。
And she just continued to search for it because if she found it, it'd be due to her credit,
怎么找就是找不到。
But no matter where she went, she cannot find it.
后来跟神面前投降了，神啊，给你 credit 好了啦，我没办法了。
And then in the end, she eventually surrendered to God, saying, "I surrendered. You can have the credit."
结果一祷告完之后，那个手从沙发、那个坐垫跟椅背的缝隙一摸，哎，就摸到钥匙了。
And after her prayer, she reached out her hand, and she reached in the cracks of the sofa, and she found the keys.
所以有时候我们真的什么叫做智慧心机举有哈。
So what does it mean that the wise heart turns to the right, foolish heart turns to the left?
一点观念的改变啊。
As a little difference in concept.
有时候说智慧跟愚昧，一点愚昧就是不要一点愚昧，只是一个点观念的改变而已。
And a little foolishness can be caused just by a little change of concept.
那我们看到哦，最后他们这个智慧，他们不但全程出动，我们看到他们很努力的在打这场战争哦。
And we can see that not only did all of them went out to fight, but they were also fighting very diligently.
我们来看第九节、第十节、第八章。
Let's look at chapter 8, verse 9 and 10.
第八章第九节。
Verse 9.
第八章第九节。
Chapter 8, verse 9.
耶稣要打发他们前往，他们就上埋伏的地方，住在伯特利和爱的中间。就是爱城的西边。这夜，耶稣雅切在民中住宿。第十节，耶稣雅清早起来，点齐百姓，他以色列在长老面前上爱城去。前面那个打仗哦，我看耶稣雅是躲在后边的，他没有上去了。
And at the beginning prayer, I think Joshua was in the rear. He did not go up to the front.
Beginning battle 是不是
？The beginning battle.
Yeah.耶稣雅根本在后头的。
And that Joshua is at the end.
那这场战争就完全不一样了哦。
But this time is different.
二十六节。
And let's look at verse 26.
耶稣雅没有收回手里所伸出来的短枪，直到把爱城的一切居民进行杀灭。所以你看，一直打到呢，那他有一个短枪啊，因为这个是一个暗号哦。他的短枪一伸出来呢，城的后面的人看到一个太阳的反射啊，他们就进城去把城。烧掉了哦。
And Joshua here, he stretched out his sword. This is actually a signal for the people in the ambush to start burning the city.
那这个，但是这个枪，如果枪啊，这个光影还在，大家要继续杀。那直到杀完了，他才把这个短枪啊收进去了。
But we can see that Joshua did not put back the sheath the sword until the whole battle was over.
我们看到他们这次对付爱城没有那么笨的，一点点愚昧就是。一点点努力我就可以了。对付再小的问题，我们都要全力以赴。
And we can see that they did not despise the small might of the city of Ai this time, but rather a city so small they went out full force.
对付罪恶也是这样子。
And when we fight sin, it is the same.
Small sin, 哦。
Small sins, it is the same.
一点点罪恶也是这样子啊，小罪也是这样子。
Even if we fight a small sin, it is the same.
我们常常大罪不犯，小罪不断。
And oftentimes we will not commit the big sins, but we will commit many small sins.
我们也不尽力去对付小罪。
And we will not pay particular attention to the small sins.
到最后被小罪打倒了。
And in the end, we will be defeated by them.
这也是一点点愚昧啊。
This is also a little foolishness.
我们真的要改变观念。
And this is something that a concept that we need to change.
我们看希伯来书十二章第四节。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 4.
十二章第四节。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 4.
希伯来书十二章第四节。
Hebrews chapter 12 verse 4.
你们以罪恶相争，还没有抵挡到流血的地步，这是真的。
This verse is true.
我们哦，有时候跟罪恶战争哦，没有到流血的地步了。
Oftentimes when we struggle in sin, is not at the point of shedding our own blood.
我们不用像耶稣一样，真的拿刀出去，真的杀人啊，那哦，就好像我们除恶，真的要到流血的地步，没有到那个地步了。
And just like Joshua did not unsheath his sword to start killing people in the first battle, but same way we often see our sins in the same way.
我们前几次的正道谈过那些苦修主义的人。
And a few sermons ago, we talked about those who undertake a physical discipline or training. They would isolate themselves in the desert. Because they think that if they eat too well, this is a sin. They only eat one meal a day. They only eat bread and some salt.
他们有时候为了要休息啊，甚至自残哦。
And so
cut themselves.
And in order to discipline themselves, they would often cut themselves.
然后呢，他们为了要警醒啊，常常把自己的脖子挂在一个绳子上面。
And in order for them to remain alert, they would hang their own necks on the rope.
我说我们今天灵修还没有到这样的地步啦。
So I was just saying that our spiritual cultivation is not at this extreme point yet.
我们对付罪恶也不用到这个地步啦。
And when we face our sins, it does not need to be at this point.
我们真的只要全力以赴哦，我们常常读经、自行祷告、常常思想、常常注意我们的环境啊，真的全力以赴。
But we still need to put our full effort to pray, to read the Bible, to change ourselves.
To change our environment.
And change our environment.
我们常常这样去思考啊，去祷告啊。
And this is what we should pray about and think about.
我们会知道我们这样殷勤就能够把爱成功下来。
And we'll find that if we, as long as we put, we put our full effort, go out full force, we'll be able to defeat I.
所以我们看到啊，攻打爱城看到以色列人的一点愚昧。
So in the battle of Ai, we can see the little foolishness of the Israelites.
败坏了这个耶稣亚的尊荣。
Ruined the honor of Joshua.
真的会败坏我们的道路。
And it'll also ruin our way.
你看死苍蝇在香膏里面一样。
Just like dead flies in the ointment.
这样的观念是居拙的，我们要不一样的观念。
And that this concept is foolish, and we need a different concept.
我们今天到这边，我们一起来唱诗。
And this will conclude our service, our message. Let's sing hymn.
400首。
Hymn 400.